Track 5, St. John's Church and Albert Reynolds Peace Park. St. John's Church belongs to the Church of Ireland Parish and Community of Temple Michael Parish and occupies the site of the Dominican Priory of St. Bridget, which was founded by the O'Farrells circa 1400. This building incorporates some of the Dominican church and its current layout dates for 1812. The surrounding burial ground has many interesting gravestones. Of note is that of Private Joseph Ward, who won the Victoria Cross for bravery. Ward was about 26 years old and a sergeant in the 8th King's Royal Irish Hussars British Army during the Indian Mutiny when he was awarded the VC for bravery for action in June 1858. He died in 1872. Walk to the Peace Park behind the church. The park, known as the Mall, was renamed Albert Reynolds Peace Park in 2016. Albert Reynolds was first elected to Dáil Éireann as a TD for Longford West Meath in 1977 and was re-elected at each election until his retirement in 2002. He served in various ministerial posts, including Minister for Finance from 1988 to 1991, and then served as Taoiseach Prime Minister from 1992 to 1994. One of his main achievements during his term as Taoiseach was his work with the British Prime Minister John Major, which resulted in the Downing Street Declaration of 1993, which would lay the foundation for the final Good Friday Agreement of 1998. Reynolds remained involved in discussion with Northern Ireland's nationalist parties and, along with John Hume, persuaded the IRA to call a complete ceasefire on the 31st of August 1994. Albert Reynolds died on the 21st of August 2014. The last politician to visit him was former British Prime Minister John Major, who stayed a close friend of Reynolds. Meeting foreign dignitaries is part of being Taoiseach. One of his more memorable ones was in September 1994, when he was left standing on the tarmac at Shannon Airport by President of Russia, Boris Yeltsin, who failed to emerge from his plane to meet awaiting Irish dignitaries. Headlines around the world alleged that Yeltsin was too drunk to appear. A Russian official said that the president was unwell, and aides later suggested that he'd had a heart attack. Yeltsin later announced that he had overslept. Who knows the real truth? Pause the player and make your way across the river again to the Remembrance Garden.